are insulted for the name of Christ, blessed are you, for the Spirit of God rests upon you. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Great crowds were traveling with Jesus, and he turned and addressed them. If anyone comes to me without hating his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not carry his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. Which of you, wishing to construct a tower, does not first sit down and calculate the cost to see if there is enough for its completion? Otherwise, after laying the foundation and finding himself unable to finish the work, the onlookers should laugh at him and say, "This one began to build, but did not have the resources to finish." Or what king marching into battle would not first sit down and decide whether with 10,000 troops he can successfully oppose another king advancing upon him with 20,000 troops? But if not, while he is still far away, he will send a delegation to ask for peace terms. In the same way, every one of you who does not renounce all his possessions cannot be my disciple. The Gospel of the Lord. I will never forget the day that I put my faith above my family. I was a junior in high school and had decided to go into seminary to become a priest. I wanted to share my decision with my family and chose dinner time when everyone would be together. I felt like dating someone and finally bringing the girl home to meet your family. I was more nervous than a long-tailed cat in a room full of rocking chairs. That dinner took place almost 40 years ago. But I still remember it like yesterday. I can still see where everyone sat at the dinner table and how each person reacted to the news. My mom broke down in tears. My father remained stoic and furrowed his brow in deep thought. But my brother blurted out, "Oh, John, after 1 year in college, you'll change your mind." You know, there were many hard days in the seminary. But I remembered my brother's lack of confidence in me, and I stuck it out just to spite him. So I can confidently say I'm a priest today, thanks to my brother. Now in the gospel today, when Jesus says, if anyone comes to me without hating his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. He was not talking about how angrily I reacted to my brother's comment. Rather, our Lord's larger point is about purifying our motives for following him. Obviously, Jesus has no desire to contradict the fourth commandment of the Decalogue: honor your father and mother. I needed to purify my reasons to be a priest, and not just to stick it out in seminary to spite my brother. Let me give you some examples of needing to scrutinize and purify our reasons for following Jesus. We have seen a recent uptick in people coming to Mass and even joining the OCIA classes to become Catholic. Indeed, last night, I celebrated the rite of welcoming for Robert Cloninger, who's a former Methodist minister who wants to become Catholic. This year may be our biggest OCIA class ever, and people are still wanting to join, even after the classes have started. I have seen many new faces at Mass on Sunday. Have you? Some people have commented that this influx is the Charlie Kirk effect. That is, many people, especially young men, inspired by Charlie Kirk's example and his eloquence, are exploring Catholicism. Others argue that when our culture at large is growing more anti-Christian, it's hard to embrace both worlds. So people are choosing the Catholic faith in a more intentional and life-changing way. Now, we always happily welcome everyone to Mass, and certainly to join the OCIA classes and learn about Catholicism. But you should not become Catholic because everyone is doing it. The faith cannot become a fad. You know what FAD stands for? The letters F-A-D stand for a day. Or as Archbishop Fulton Sheen memorably put it, if you marry this generation, you will become a widow in the next. Everyone interested in Catholicism today needs to purify their motives and not pursue the faith just because it's trendy or going viral, as they say. My friends, purifying our motives for following Jesus does not occur instantly or in one dramatic decision, but rather it is a lifelong process of refinement, like purifying gold from all its impurities and alloys. I was ordained a priest at the age of 26, and I am now 56. Next May, I will celebrate 30 years as a priest. And I am still daily discovering less than ideal motives for being a priest in my heart. Laziness, choosing the path of least resistance, job security, instant respect when I don the collar, etc. Perhaps married couples must find new and more genuine reasons to stay married after 10, 20, 30 years of being together. The booster rockets of initial love will burn out before you get to deep space of marriage and children and wrinkles and retirement. In other words, we cannot follow Jesus as a Catholic or choose the priesthood or enter the covenant of marriage as a fad for a day. We must constantly purify our motives. Praised be Jesus Christ.